When you enter the Health, Physical Education, and Recreation building on the Logan campus at Utah State University, you can hear the sounds echoing from the handball courts. The balls bouncing off the walls, the sounds of rubber soles squeaking on the wooden floor, and then there's that sound of exasperation when somebody misses the ball. This is where members of the USU Handball Club come to prepare for the national championship games. This will be the second year Utah State University's Ryan Campbell will compete in the United States Handball Association's National Collegiate Championships.
I won the Division I championship last year, and we won the doubles championship as well.
A recent USU graduate, Campbell won the singles national title last year and will now travel to Raleigh, North Carolina for this year's competition on February 19th.
I have really good serves that stay really low, and I love it when they return it and I just kill it. That's kind of what I do. So, pretty quick, and I just hit the ball really hard.
It is believed that Scottish and Irish immigrants brought this game of handball to the United States in the 18th century, and that worldwide as many as 19 million people play the game, sometimes on a single wall, or in this case, in a four-wall court.
We're losing a whole generation of kids who will not know an absolutely terrific sport.
That's Logan attorney Herm Olson. He organized the USU Handball Club 15 years ago, and along with other adult volunteers, the oldest of which is North Logan resident Carrie Watkins at age 78.
You have an awesome serve.
Well, thank you very much. I've been working on it for 40 years. And we love to get a lot more support from the university because we are actually being recognized now in the collegiate ranks as a very significant handball school.
The wily old guys still know how to get a point off of them.
Olson meets with students a few times a week who have signed up for the handball class. They work to train and encourage beginning and advanced players in the sport, including Ryan Campbell.
I was up at Utah State playing racquetball, and they tricked me into coming and playing. And I got in the court, and I hit a couple good shots, and I felt good. But then these old guys were just beating me, and so I figured I had better learn how to play that so that they couldn't beat me anymore.
A golf ball-sized blue ball, goggles, and leather gloves are used in playing this style of handball. Using a cupping shape, players slap the ball in team and single play. Ned Weinschenker, who spent several years working at USU, is now retired, but he can be seen on the court competing with and training students.
I grew up in New York City. I started playing at age 7 or 8 outdoor on a one-wall court. That some friends suggested I try four-wall, and it's a very different sport, and I'm still, after 3 years of playing with this group, trying to get my head around the back wall, because in one wall you never let a ball go past you, and in four-wall most of the time you do, and you take it off the back wall, and it's just a wonderful experience and a great workout, and I hope to be playing it for many more years.
Oh, it wouldn't have made it.
And again, three USU students representing the Aggies will travel to the National Collegiate Championship Games in handball with hopes of representing the Aggies and once more bringing home another national title.
I'm really excited because last year was a lot of fun, and we're going to step up our skill level again this year, and we're playing the absolute best. We'll play the top 32 this year. Utah State Aggies, we're going to win it all for you.
Reporting from the handball courts on the Logan campus at Utah State University, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.